So firstly, as PFA rep, wages weren't paid on time. They were paid in the end a day late, but were you thinking, oh no, here we go again?
Yeah, I think, we were told they were going to be on payday. We were told that, they'd hopefully be in that day and if not the next day. But I think everybody could sort of understand us being a little bit sceptical given what's gone on in the past. But, the wages were in, so grand scheme of things, being paid a day late isn't the end of the world. It's not a huge deal. The main thing is we got paid, but we were all a little bit sceptical about whether it was going to happen or not.
Yeah, what was the players' attitude? Because the spirit was terrific the last couple of times, but you can only do that so often, can you? Even when it's only a day late.
When we woke up on Tuesday morning and we realised we hadn't been paid, it was a case of, oh no, here we go again. So we got into the club, the gaffer had a meeting, told us what he'd been told, and as I said, we were all sort of going, oh, we're not sure if we believe it, given what's gone on in the past. We've been told in the past, the past 2 months when we hadn't been paid, we've been told, yeah, it'll be in the next couple of days, and sort of a week to 10 days later, we haven't been paid. But as I said yesterday, we've all been paid, so it's all fine.
There's still this uncertainty about the club's ownership. As we get to the back end of the season, it's when players are thinking about contracts and possibly new people coming in. The uncertainty can't help, can it?
No, it's not ideal. It's far from ideal. We've got a small squad as it is. I think there's only maybe 5 players in contract. So with the uncertainty hanging over the club about the ownership and obviously the well-publicised, bits of us not getting paid, other players who aren't in this club, who the gaffer obviously might be looking to sign, you're going to want to be certain that you're going to get paid. You want to be certain that the club's ownership is sorted. So the sooner that gets sorted, the better.
Meanwhile, you're trying to stop a 6-game losing streak with an away game at Cheltenham. It's an important game, isn't it, to try and stop the rot?
It's a massive game. It's a massive game for us. We know we've not been good enough of late. We've been miles off, especially considering how well we performed in the month of February. But March is gone now. We brushed that under the carpet. We draw a line under it. And as you said, we've got a massive game against Cheltenham, who themselves, it's a huge game for them. They're fighting for their lives. They're only, I think, 6 points ahead of the relegation zone. But we want to obviously win the game, obviously. But we want to put more distance between ourselves and them and the bottom two.
It seems amazing, doesn't it? I know that the club's used to having these winning and losing runs over the last few years. But so recently, you seem so invincible and so hard to beat, and yet all of a sudden we're talking about a 6-match losing run.
Yeah, obviously we've spoke about it in the dressing room, with the players, with the manager in great depth about what's gone wrong. The performances and obviously the results, but most importantly the performances have been chalk and cheese compared to what we produced in February, and we've got to make sure we get back to that on Saturday.
Yeah, it's important to end the season on a high, isn't it?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. We want to... I think the gaffer said something like our average points total over the past 5 or 6 years has been something like 55 points. So that's 3 wins. 3 wins out of the last 7 games. Well, obviously, we'll be aiming to win all the games first and foremost, but we want to make sure we get a highest points total as possible.